up, homegirls?
Welcome to Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. We are your hosts, Nisha
and Sexy. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk.
We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we are curious about and what many are afraid to talk about.
You are listening to Episode 4, Confessions of a Guilty Christian, How to Overcome Guilt from Your Past and Present. So sit back, relax, and let's get to it. What's up, Nish?
What's up, Sess?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm super excited about today's episode.
Super excited.
It has a little bit of everything. Let's just say that.
Yes.
So today we're going to be talking about our guilty pleasures. Mm. We're going to start off with that because it's something fun. And then we'll talk about some key points on how to overcome guilt from your past and present. Guilty pleasures, if you don't know what that is, it's basically like something that you love to do, hear, watch, but it's kind of like embarrassing to admit.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, and I have a lot of them.
I have too. A lot.
But so like, listen, if you listen to a Benevolence podcast, it's because you like that we are raw and real. So we're going to get raw and real on this episode. So I hope you enjoy it. But let's jump into some guilty pleasures. So first and foremost, what are your guilty pleasure TV shows?
Okay, so my guilty pleasure TV shows are sadly The Kardashians, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That is hilarious.
I know.
Yo, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I saw it probably up until, I don't know, maybe like season 3.
Yo.
But it fell off. Like, I fell off.
I know.
Do you still watch it, like?
I don't watch it as often, but if, like, it's on, like, I'll watch it. It's not something, like, I go to, like.
Yeah.
I watch all the seasons at once. It's kind of like, if it's on, I'm like, oh, I want to know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah. Safari gets on my nerves, though. Like, he's a horrible person.
Horrible. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Like, that's a guilty pleasure of mine, too, to be honest. That's funny that you brought it up. But my guilty pleasure, believe it or not, is Jersey Shore.
I remember this.
Like, I love, and I will still watch the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Another one that's super, super bad, but, like, don't come at me, bro. I love the Bad Girls Club.
Yo, that show is crazy.
Yo, I used to watch that like crazy.
It's hard
to find because now the Bad Girls Club is on different, like, streaming services, so it's hard to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, but, like, the beginning seasons.
Yeah.
I forgot her name. La Morenita.
Yeah. She was La
Gordita.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was my favorite season.
Yo.
That was my favorite
season. I remember
season.
That season. I used to watch that, too.
So, I love Laguna Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Laguna Beach, back in the day.
Yo, it's a little cringy, though. I tried to start it again on Netflix.
Like, back in the day, it was like this big production, I thought, in my mind. Like, I thought it was a big production.
Have you tried to see it, like, recently?
Yes.
I can't either.
Me
da, like...
Laguna Beach, especially, because that was even
Laguna
before
Beach.
The Hills.
Yes. The Hills...
That had a little bit better, like, production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, but the Laguna Beach... Yeah. I literally tried the first episode, and it was...
Yeah.
I couldn't have
to
stop
it.
It was too fake. Mm-hmm. And now knowing that it was, like, super fake...
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It kind of, like, oh, I don't want to watch it. And then the next one is The Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah.
I love
I've never seen the New York City one.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I wanted to put this, because this is hilarious, but this is definitely something that is going to get us rolling.
What?
Do you remember this song?
Which one? Yeah!
Let me see if I can advance forward. I love that freaking song. So, yeah, that was definitely a song that, you know, is a guilty pleasure to this day.
For sure.
So, Next one.
Okay. So how about music genres? What's your guilty pleasure music genre? I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure music genre, but it's like, I would listen to it even if it wasn't a guilty pleasure.
Okay, so.
What is yours?
Mines are two extremes.
Okay.
So I enjoy, obviously, if you listen to episode or season one. Episode one. I love reggaeton. Like reggaeton, it doesn't matter how. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. So that's like my guilty pleasure. And people like my students, especially when they see that I like what they like, because I have predominantly Spanish speaking mm-hmm. students. They're always like, Miss, you like reggaeton? I'm like, yeah, like, what do you think, bro? And they start laughing.
Yeah.
So that's like one guilty pleasure. But then I go to the extreme. I love techno music.
Yeah.
So techno, like with a nice bass drop. Yeah. And like that does something to my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about you?
Okay. So me, my guilty pleasure music genre is hip hop.
You like hip hop? Yes. Niche?
Oh my God. And pop rock.
But, like, what is pop
okay, so,
rock?
Like, it's, like, honestly, everything. Like, everything that's out. Like, everything is pop rock. So, like, it's, like, Taylor Swift songs, Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, like, I can see.
Yeah, like, anything pop rock.
Like, Paramore? Is that, but that's, like, no, rock, but that's, like, rock.
Yeah, it's, like, I love Paramore. So, yes. We have to include it, yes. But it's pop as well. So, it's, like, both.
Miley
Cyrus, yes. And hip hop, I love like Kanye West, J. Cole.
Okay.
Just like I can listen to hip hop. Like that is
so cool.
It's like it's not something I listen to always, but it's like
but you can.
I enjoy it.
Okay, that's very interesting. All right, so next one.
Okay, so the next one, what about songs, Hasee? What is your guilty? I already know what you're going to say.
No, but I'm not. But there's this song that I'm going to introduce you to.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so surprised you're not saying what I think you're saying.
No, not in there. So let's tell our listeners what you think would be in there. So basically, my favorite like album of all time is Bad Bunny.
Exactly.
Verano Sin Ti.
Yes.
But there are some songs that are my guilty pleasure songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show you my top song.
Right? Okay, okay.
Okay, I don't think you've heard of it before. Okay. But it is sick. So let's see.
Let me hear it. Okay, sounds good.
It's just another night. Just another fight, but my life is alright because everything dies.
Nobody know why. wait till you hear what's coming.
What did I go do? What did you go do when you're feeling like you're falling and you can't find nothing to hold on to?
Right here. Listen.
Oh, hey. I'm dead.
Yo. You hear that tropical Caribbean beat?
Yes.
Hey. Yo. Wait, right here. Hey. Yo. Caribbean beats.
Yes,
that
so
is
good.
My
Yo,
favorite song.
What's the theme?
That's from Wakanda.
No.
Yes. Girl.
It wasn't that in
it
the
was
movie.
In
now that I
it's
remember.
Called Alone from Burna Boy.
Oh, so good.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yo, me and Anthony are obsessed
with
that song.
Sure.
There's something about Caribbean beats that it does something to the soul.
For
like,
sure.
For sure. Another one. Do you remember this song, Nisha? You have
let
to.
Let me see. Let me listen.
You have to.
Then why does my soul feel glad?
It's the oldie.
Today, if you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return?
Like, what year did that come out?
Yo, let me see.
I don't even know.
If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand?
It's okay, it's an oldie.
It's an oldie. This is Daniel Bedingfield.
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield's brother.
But I know you're here with me now.
You remember that? Yo, that song, That song is a trigger, though. It makes you feel sad.
Yeah, for sure. The one that I chose makes me feel sad, too.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a song by Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
And it's called The One That Got Away. I don't know if you guys know it, but it was a guilty pleasure of mine back in the day.
Let's hear.
And it's super sad.
Summer after high school, when we first met, make out in your Mustang to radio.
Of course.
Let me see if I can fast forward. It's like a hype beat, but it's so sad.
Yes, it is so sad.
It's like the other one I just played.
Do you remember the music video? It's such a sad music video.
I don't remember that. What else is your guilty pleasure?
Okay, another song. It's a guilty pleasure back in the day. It's, everybody has to know this song.
Oof.
It's called Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
This one? Oh, my God.
I threw a wish in a well, I'm asking another hotel. I look to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'm straining my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes.
The chorus is where it's like,
okay, well, let's see what I have for this.
But now you're at your game.
Wait.
Wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey,
I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
Yeah, it's hard to look right
at your baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
That was my guilty pleasure back in the day.
For sure. Yes.
And last but not least.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's a song by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yes.
And it's called.
With a kind of like really sad song.
Since You've Been Gone.
OMG.
That was my song.
Oh, yes.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
Hey, hear me.
Here we go. We're almost there.
It's hard.
Is definitely a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, that was so good, though. Yeah. I love those songs. Like, definitely nostalgic. Like,
yes.
A nostalgic feeling.
I learned a new one today, too. The one that you started off with.
Yes.
From Wakanda.
Oh, my God. You have to listen to that song. It's crazy. So, what is your guilty pleasure food?
Food? Okay. Food. My guilty pleasure food would have to be... I would say if it's a fast food, my guilty pleasure fast food is Chick-fil-A.
That's crazy.
It has to be. And I know like you're like so tired of it.
I'm so tired of it.
Because you would eat it all the time. Or Maki, right?
Maki.
So that would be my guilty pleasure fast food. If it's like a dish, it would have to be a Spanish dish.
Mm.
And it's arroz con gandules, con sweet plantains, and chuletas.
Okay. That's really
good.
That
is my go-to.
Oof, you make me hungry, girl. So, my guilty pleasure is Taco Bell.
Yo, Taco Bell's been, like, up in their game.
I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't care who says what about the meat and how things are processed and maybe how things are old. But I love Taco Bell. And I think it happened, like, when I was pregnant with Victoria. Mm-hmm. That was my craving. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And if it had to be a Spanish dish, it would be white rice, beans, and bistec en cebolla.
Yes.
So this is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like bistec, I don't know how to say that in English. Bistec en cebolla.
Like
steak and onion. Steak and onion. I love steak and onion. So yeah, I am hungry. So anyways, moving on.
So next. Guilty pleasure drinks. What would be your guilty pleasure drink?
My guilty pleasure drink that I drink every single freaking day is Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yes, but it's actually at Dunkin' Donuts.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts almost every single day, and I get the same medium 6 and 10. Now, don't come at me.
Six cream, 10
sugars. 10 sugars.
That's awesome. But you know what?
What about
it's
you?
It's okay. For me, it's actually coffee as well, but I actually do it at home. I have the coffee pods, Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
And I brew that every single morning, and I use vanilla almond creamer.
Okay.
Every morning. And sometimes I drink 2 cups a day.
Oof, that's okay. But mine is amount of cream and sugar that I put in mine, that's like...
I love coffee, though. That's like my favorite thing. I enjoy it. It makes me happy.
Yes.
And, Lord, it's just something I love.
Yes.
So,
same.
For sure.
Same. So, let's go to fashion.
Okay.
So, what is your guilty pleasure fashion?
So, my guilty pleasure fashion would have to be blazers.
Okay.
I love me some blazers. You can dress it up. You can make it casual with sneakers. It's like my go-to. That's like, I love it. And I'm also a boot girl. So, any kind of boots, I love me some boots.
That's
cool. And I've recently been... My brother's gotten me like sneakers, and I'm like loving sneakers little by little. Like, I literally love.
Yes.
What about you?
Same. So in terms of comfort, leggings. Mm-hmm. Legging is my guilty.
Oh yeah, that's so you.
Like guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. If I can wear leggings every day, I would.
Yeah. And you can dress those up too.
Yeah, for sure. And going into fashion right now, I am loving some sneakers.
No, for sure.
I love sneakers. I love a good colorful sneaker, and obviously I just wish I had the money to buy them. They're so expensive, but slowly but surely, you know, every season at least one pair of sneakers just to ride through.
For sure.
I love that. But moving on to music again, what is your I can't say it's a guilty pleasure, but what's your top worship song that is like you on repeat all the time,
for sure,
no matter what?
Okay. So my top worship song, which was like, I have two,
mm-hmm,
but this one is one of my tops. I would listen to it all the time. And it's actually Gratitude by Brandon Lake. So good.
It's so good.
Yes.
I just had a moment because... It's Gratitude.
Gratitude by Brandon.
Okay, I'm gonna play a little bit.
So beautiful, the words.
I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs.
Isn't it so beautiful, like the words?
Yes.
As I
love often
do. But every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is so good.
That's beautiful. Actually, so I didn't know it by its name, but yes, I had heard that song.
Yeah, it's so good. What about yours, Ceci?
Mine will always be this one. You ready?
It's called
Promises by Maverick City. It will always be this
one. That song is a banger, though, for sure. The words.
Let me fast forward a little bit.
It's your faithfulness.
That song is my theme song.
Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Such a good song.
I
love it.
That worship song.
All right. What is your guilty pleasure movies?
We talked about this episode 1, if I'm not mistaken. But new movie, it would have to be Avatar.
Yes, for sure.
Avatar is the all-time. But Wakanda too.
Yeah, that was so good.
But that's new movies. That's
yeah,
new movies.
Those are new
but
movies.
Old movies.
Yes, that are guilty pleasures.
Are guilty pleasures, meaning that I, if I had the time, I would watch them over and over again, and I love them so much. definitely, I put Matilda. I love the old version of Matilda.
Love Matilda.
Have you seen the new version on Netflix?
I loved it. It's so nice. It was so good.
I had to show Victoria the old one.
Yeah.
Because the new one's a musical. No, but and I don't know it as a musical.
But the musical was actually very good.
No, it was the songs, amazing.
The dances. Yes. It was so good.
But I wanted to show Victoria the old one. Because I was like, that's the original. Remember Harriet the Spy?
No,
I don't. I love that movie, Harriet the Spy.
Maybe if I see it, like, I'll remember it.
You know what's funny? The Mary-Kate, we have something in common.
No, for real, that's what
all of the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies.
I had every movie.
I had the mysteries. I think I still have movies. You know the mystery ones that they had?
Yes, all I watched every single Mary-Kate and Ashley
movie. I had all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All of my favorite, though, would have to be the New York City one,
New York Minute.
New York Minute. Oh my gosh,
there was a crime. There was
and obviously the what? When they were little,
Full House.
No,
what?
Oh my gosh, the movie that they're known by, like Takes Two or something. It Takes Two.
You sure it's them? I thought that was Lindsay Lohan.
No, that's Parent Trap.
Oh, that's right.
It Takes Two is them.
It Takes Two? Oh, yeah.
Like, they, like, switch places.
Yes. Do you remember the collection of the crimes? Of not the crimes, but, like, the detectives. That goes, we'll solve any crime
I remember.
By dinner time.
And did you watch their, like, show? They had a show.
Yes.
I watched their show when they were, like, teenagers?
Yes.
Oh, I loved it.
Yes. I loved anything Mary-Kate and Ashley.
That
for
is
sure.
such a guilty pleasure.
So, going to YouTube and... because I love YouTube. I am a YouTuber. Same. I love it. I love watching it. Who are your all-time favorite guilty pleasure
YouTubers? For me, I would have to say Monet McMichael.
Yes.
Love her.
I love her.
Fashion.
Her vibe. Makeup, her She's vibe. She's so cool.
She's so real and like fun. Love her so much. Then I love Adrian Bailon, which is Adrian Hogan. I love the Vogue YouTube channel. I love watching them. They do like makeup. They do skin tutorials. They kind of like show you the products to use. I also love Architectural Digest.
Okay.
Which is like a YouTube series, and they like different celebrities show their houses and like they do house tours.
Okay, yeah.
And just like in general, like these houses are like inspiring. Dream homes. So I love that YouTube.
That's awesome.
YouTube channel.
So mine, I do love watching a good Law and Crime.
Oh, yeah.
There's I like seeing them like unpack the crime and the trial and all that. There's this girl that I follow. Her name is McKenna.
Okay.
And she has two accounts. She has McKenna Vlogs, and then she has one that's named McKenna. And she's building, like, she has built her own home.
Wow.
And I follow her, like, for years now. And she has built her own cottage and stuff.
Wow.
So I like watching her. I do love, I put here, Monet McMichael.
Yes,
I love her.
Love her.
I do like Amanda Diaz.
Oh,
Amanda
yes.
Diaz
she's
is
like,
so good.
So good.
She's so cool. Like, she's so down to earth, you know. And then she's cute too, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's this new one. My new guilty pleasure is watching. It's a crime. She has a YouTube and she has a podcast. It's called 10 or Life.
Okay.
So she kind of like unpacks these crimes and she's just so good.
So
she's
good.
Not biased. She's very factual.
Mm-hmm.
She brings in people to talk about the crime and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that.
So good. Okay. What about social media apps? What's your favorite social media
so
app?
So we have the same.
Guilty pleasure.
We have the same.
It is. We do.
Let's say it on the count of three.
One, two, three. TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Love TikTok.
I can be on TikTok.
Yes.
All the time.
Like, you find everything. Like, makeup,
whatever.
Fashion, funny videos.
Mm-hmm. And I love it because it's different people and you don't have to be comparing yourself to people you know.
Exactly.
I don't see anyone I know.
Me
and
neither.
I'm okay with that.
And, like, you just, like, it's like a continuous, like, videos.
Yes.
Of different people. So I love that.
So, and the final last one. What is your... dessert guilty pleasure?
My dessert guilty pleasure has to be Rocky Road ice cream.
Wow.
The best.
Oh my God, let's go to Jenny's.
Let's go to Jenny's. So good.
Everybody.
By the way, that's a great ice cream place here in Georgia.
Yes, and they do have one in Tampa. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. My all-time favorite guilty pleasure dessert is chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's nothing else I would try.
No, for sure. You know,
so that's pretty much it. But this is all of our guilty pleasures. I hope you had fun. I hope you had, I hope, like, you know, if you're in your 30s like us, some of the songs and some of the things you were able to recognize it. And also maybe we have some in common. So drop, you know, I don't know. What do? We DM? Yeah, DM us if you have any guilty pleasures. Let us know if it's the same or different. Yes. But moving on and transitioning into something a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. Guilt is something that a lot of us deal with on a daily basis. Or if not, we have dealt with guilt one way or another in our lives. And guilt is something that we all have had to deal with it at one point. Mm-hmm. We have carried it upon us. And some cause tremendous pain and suffering, while others are easy to process. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to take some time to reflect on guilt, the feeling of guilt, and how to overcome guilt.
Yeah.
Especially guilt from your past and guilt from, you know, your present if you're struggling. Mm-hmm. So guilt is an emotion that is quite hard to pin down and define. But it is defined as the feeling of having done something wrong or failed in an obligation. Feeling bad after making a mistake can motivate you to change your behavior and stir you into action such as making an apology, behaving more responsibly, or taking steps to remedy the wrong that was done. Yeah. So believe it or not, guilt is not great to have, but it does prompt you to become a better person.
Yeah.
So guilt can definitely lead you to make more appropriate choices in the future. Which is often good, you know, and it's good for you and it's good for your relationships around you. But there have been times where guilt continues to haunt your thoughts. It takes your peace. Yeah. It may be hard for you to believe that God would want a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And we too have felt the heaviness of our own personal guilt and shame. Yeah. So Nisha, like, have you ever dealt like with some sort of personal guilt, and how were you able to like overcome that?
In my life, personally, I've dealt with guilt. I felt guilty for feeling guilty, if that makes sense. Like, knowing who God is and how he made us in his image and how much he loves us and how much he has come through for us, and still feel inadequate sometimes. Mm. Like, I'm not good enough, or I don't have the resources to do what I love. I felt guilty for letting the world define my worth. You know, with social media, you only see the good parts and you feel like everyone is living the good life. And it just makes you feel like you have nothing going for you. And you see everyone succeeding and questions begin to arise. Like, why this?
Yeah.
Why that? You know, it's easy to celebrate the instant miracles where answers flow like a river or clarity comes within moments. But what do you do in the silence when you feel like God has forgotten you? Then you feel guilty for even thinking that God has forgotten about you.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking that something must be wrong with you. You know, it can be difficult to see what God is doing around you while wondering if God is ever going to come through for you. But what has helped me is reminding myself every day that God hasn't forgotten about me, that God is not disappointed in me, that God has something unique in store for me, and he will not rush it. We matter too much for God to give us unfinished blessings.
Oof, that's good.
Living in constant surrender with God, regardless of the circumstances, has helped me through in every season. And I want to share this verse that really impacted my life in this season of feeling guilty. It's found in Romans 8:26-28. It says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside us, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us. Making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good.
Wow.
And that verse has truly impacted me in this season of feeling guilty, and the season of like feeling confused.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing that God is working in the waiting. That's that so God good. Is working in the season of just feeling, you know, inadequate. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely what I kind of like been dealing with as far as guilt, but I've definitely overcome it. I'm excited to just walk in boldness in this season, knowing that God is working.
That's so good.
What about you, Ceci?
So I have personally dealt with guilt and shame. There have been times that I've turned my back completely on God. Sad to say. There was a time where I sinned and I would tell God, and like these are many times, like habitual sin. Like I'll tell God, like, I'm not going to do it again. And I would fall right back into it again. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things in my heart that I carry great guilt. But one thing that helped me get through these seasons was first to completely surrender and to surrender the guilt, surrender the shame. Because sometimes the guilt and the shame is too much to carry. It's too much to carry on us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just need to surrender that guilt, surrender that shame to God, you know? And when I mean by surrender, it's just like, it's giving up. It's like giving God the total control over the guilt and shame. You know, once I surrendered, the only way to deal with my guilt was to believe that there was no more condemnation. Wow. And the Bible says in Romans 8:1, it says, now there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So our guilt is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Romans 5:8, it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This means that he died instead of us. So he died in our place. Jesus came to earth to live and die in our place. He paid the penalty for our sin. So you can be free from guilt and reconcile with God. And like some things that we wanted to share with you guys, if you're dealing with like guilt and shame, is to look to Christ and like give him your guilt, give him your shame. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you fall. The point is to get back up again.
Exactly.
And to acknowledge that you need help too. Like you need Jesus's help to get over the struggle that you're getting through. Another step is to confess your sins. You know, tell God, listen, I'm dealing with the struggle. And for some reason, I just can't stop. And I need you to help me through this situation. You know, and then from there, just give God the peace. Like, allow God to give you the peace. So experience the peace of God by faith. And have faith that you are going to get through your struggle. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28-29, it says, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden. That means heavy laden with guilt or shame or whatever it is that you're carrying upon you. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. So Jesus is the only way that you can find rest for your guilt and shame. And it's just a matter of surrendering, of giving up and casting your cares upon him and saying, I can't do.
And being honest.
And being honest with him. Like, I can't do this without you. I have a problem
with that too. Like, being on, like, I know that God knows, like, everything, but sometimes I don't like admitting, like, I'm not okay. And I feel guilty for even, like, feeling like I can't tell God that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not okay. So it's just like a cycle. But honestly, like Ceci said, surrender. Just give it to God. Like, it's okay to feel. It's okay to feel in the moment. But just make sure you just give it to God and let him do what he needs to do. So I would say that for sure.
He's the only way. He's the only way that can lift you from your current struggle and give you that peace and give you the strength to overcome that guilt and that shame for sure.
Amen. So... what a good,
good
talk. I loved it. So as we finalize this episode of Benevolence, we just want to remind you that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose.
And thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos.
Benevolence Podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for next Monday's episode of Benevolence. You don't want to miss it.